Warning, the following podcast is listed as explicit material and is unsuitable for children under the age of 18.
Previously on the Living Showcase podcast,
Louie, the Joyland Clown, which is a mascot in Wakita, Kansas, was found in the
Wakita
home.
Wakita or Wichita?
Wichita.
Well, that just happened.
He used to build and repair organs at the park. He was there.
He was just a creep
who stole a clown.
Turned out to be a creepy kleptomaniac out of the freezer.
Yeah. Okay. Once again, how is this funny? Stop sending articles.
I quit.
Just because it says clown doesn't mean it's going to be funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jacob Haglock, Mark Proberts, and Danny Meckler. They are the Living Showcase Podcast. Look on their works, ye mighty, and despair.
Well, thank you, Paul. That was interesting. Well, hey, my name is Jacob.
Paul, it sounds like you have a masturbation shrine dedicated to us.
Hey, somebody's got to jerk off to my voice.
Welcome to the Living Showcase Podcast. My name's Jacob Haglock. With me is Danny Meckler.
Papa Danny.
Mark Proberts.
This one's for you, America.
And our beer aficionado, Jeff Jones.
I'm only here for the beer.
You like how I said beer aficionado?
I know. You just ruined his catchphrase.
Every room I go into now, people know me as a beer aficionado.
Nice.
He went to his nanny's birthday party today, and everybody was like, oh my god, it's beer aficionado.
I was going
to
drink this beer, but what should I do?
So,
he actually brought us a beer today.
Yes, it did.
Why don't you describe that beer for us?
Right away.
Yeah, start off right away.
This is by Evil Twin Brewing Company. It's an Imperial Biscotti Break Natale. It's pretty much an Imperial Porter, and they add cherry flavoring.
Ooh,
I've virtually never had it.
Cherry flavor.
So that means I've never had it, which means you guys have never had it. So let's give her a taste here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Clanks.
And glug.
It's very dark. I'm scared of this.
Oh, it tastes like ghosts and grenadine.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness.
That's very good.
I like that.
It tastes like soy sauce. Yeah,
it's got a really heavy, like, chocolatey forefront, and then afterwards you get that cherry kick.
Real light cherry, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've held on to this for a couple months, so I think the cherry might have dropped out on it.
Okay.
I taste the cherry a lot.
I remember the first time my cherry
popped.
Like
cough syrup and mud.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't as good as this.
Yeah.
Ugh. Not my favorite. We also have, since we're just going to rapid fire through the show.
Yeah, it's just rapid fire.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean rapid fire. I just figured, since we started Oreo flavor.
Ooh.
This is red velvet Oreos.
You know, and I was trying to find these for a little while, and
so the cake is actually red velvet.
The cookie is red velvet, and the cream is cream
Oreo.
Cheese.
That's interesting. Cheese. Okay.
Yeah.
And I spread this cream on my bagels.
I thought you were going to say wiener, but yes.
I think pretty wiener much the would same be better. I've got a hairy bagel.
I actually just went back and listened to episode 70 because my buddy was like, hey, your guest sounds like Kyle Gass. It was Vidmar.
Oh.
And we had the, what did we have? Oh, he was talking about how he works in a bread factory. And I almost died laughing because I forgot when we were talking about the bread and having sex with the bread and how you make bagels, get the holes in the bagels. I died laughing.
Randy did the same thing. Like, he brought in Krispy Kreme, and he was just like, I made a hole personally for each person. Like,
that's how you do it.
I love Randy.
Tasting this red velvet Oreo, like, it definitely tastes like the Oreo part of it.
Yeah.
But I like the cream. I like the cream cheese.
It goes really good with this beer. Not gonna lie.
It actually does meld pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, I have another box if we finish this one.
Oh, good.
Well,
you know, the next Oreo flavor that's going to be coming out soon, which I think you...
I did.
Cotton candy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That sounds good. But before that, I think is going to be the S'mores one. Ooh. Which, for whatever reason, they're not calling S'moreos.
Well, that's...
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It seems like an obvious choice.
S'moreos.
S'moreos.
Yeah,
I think we should patent that before they get a hold of it.
Hold on. S'mores. Did you guys say S'moreos?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
S'moreos.
What did you think they said?
S'mores?
Nothing, s'mores. But everybody said S'moreos, so...
S'moreos.
S'mores.
Said about 100 times.
S'moreos. So.
It's S'moreos.
It was me pointing out the obvious, Jim. Oh,
next week, we're going to be brought to you by S'moreos.
I'm the drunky one.
That's true, you are.
So,
I've been drinking all night.
Last week, we discussed a topic about a man listening to Nickelback for an entire week.
Yes, we did.
Poor man.
And Mark here...
That's me.
Put up a challenge for our listeners to pick a song for him to listen to for an entire week on his car trips to and from work.
Yeah.
Anywhere. All week, right?
So now, not only to with work. This, after looking over all the responses, I came up with the
Wait,
most
do you get
solid.
Pick?
No. I came up with the most solid three answers that everybody was kind of going with, which was Wagon Wheel,
hey,
Barbie Wagon Girl,
Wheel? The. Wagon Wheel?
Rock me, baby, like a wagon
it's country.
Wheel. Yeah.
Country.
Oh, that's why I don't know.
Mark loves that song.
Britney is...
He sang it in a bar on St. Patty's Day 2 years ago.
They played it.
I remember it specifically.
They played it in the bar tonight, and Britney was unfortunately watching me, and I was kind of like singing along with it. She goes, "You fucking like this song. You're singing the words." And I'm like... Shut up. Don't tell anybody.
Ruin my street cred.
Yeah, I just ruined that, but... So there was Wagon Wheel, Barbie Girl, and Do You Want to Build a Snowman? However, yes. I've made the executive decision that if you guys, as my fellow podcasters, want to change that and make an executive decision, because like my friend Jake, not Jake Haglock, he mentioned Tub Thumpin', which would be kind of a fun song to have to listen to every day over and over again.
There was a Nerdist podcast where they were talking about having a Chumbawamba cover band. And they would just start every song like, you know, I wrote this song during a really hard time of my life. Like, I just broke up with my girlfriend and my mom died. I can't knock down! And like, it would start, they would have this really elaborate story, but just play Tub Thumper over and over again for 60 minutes.
Wow. So, I mean, like, we had quite a bit of feedback on this question, and a lot of people, I didn't add up the total answers, so if you guys want to do that now, that's totally cool.
I think Do You Want to Build a Snowman is just way too cruel, because that's,
I
like,
really think it is.
That's and like a minute and a half song.
Brittany was like, please don't do that one, because I really want to make you watch Frozen, and you're not going
to
want
to
watch
that.
That's
true, you definitely have to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you sick of the movie before
I
we even get
watch
there.
It.
Yeah, it's a good movie quality.
But that was one funny thing was somebody said you have to listen to Do You Want to Build a Snowman and Let It Go.
Yeah.
Like, just throw the Frozen soundtrack in and don't change it all week.
The Let It Go thing sounds like revenge from all the parents that do have to listen to that on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you should just put it in a Kids Bop
but
CD.
I mean, looking at it, just kind of basing off of it, the two songs that were definitely the most requested were Barbie Girl and Wagon Wheel.
Yes.
I think Barbie Girl took the cake.
Yeah.
On that.
My suggestion.
So, which my sister had a very good point. Tammy writes in and says, Mark actually likes Barbie Girl. So this, it's not fair.
This list feels a little self-serving, is what she says. But I mean, like,
she knows I hate country.
Jonathan Haglock writes in, I vote Barbie Girl. Well, the other one was Wagon Wheel. Lauren voted for Wagon Wheel. Jake Harper voted for Barbie Girl.
I voted for
Barbie girl.
Brasser voted for Holler Back Girl
because he sucks at reading posts. But so did Jake at first because he like posted three songs. Like, where the fuck were you?
You know,
a week ago.
This whole thing reminds me of
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
And I had a really bad day today. Which isn't true, but at one point, I really sat down on my way to work today, and I go, you know what? I kind of hope I have a really bad day today because I want to sit down and think, well, somebody is having a worse day because they have to listen to Nickelback.
That's true. No, I mean, like,
call him.
That's how my cat works. He pees and then he runs away because he's scared of his own water.
It reminds me of
how you remind me.
How I Met Your Mother episode where like Marshall, the only song that's like there's a CD or something like that stuck in his car.
Yes.
And the only song is
And I would 500 miles. Oh my god. Miles and I would walk 500.
I think just about any song would kill me.
So they have, but then the whole episode is them taking a trip from New York to Chicago to get ridiculously greased Chicago pizza from this one place. Uh-huh. And they have to listen to 500 miles all the way there and all the way back because that's what they did in college. So that's terrible.
That's so bad.
That's the only thing they had.
That is a quality song, though. I could almost listen to that like four or five times in a row and be pretty happy about it.
Well, I'm probably going to listen to this song, whatever it might be, 600 times in a row, so fuck my life.
Wherever I may roam.
I really want to
fuck you, Meckler. The one song I hate by Metallica.
I just love that song.
I would rather listen to Saint Anger on repeat than have to listen to Wherever I May Roam.
Well, you know the story behind Wherever I May Roam, right?
No.
James Hetfield wrote that about cheating on his wife.
Seriously?
Expecting her not to figure it out.
Nice.
And she's like, duh.
Kind of figured it out, dude.
Where I lay my head is home.
So is the consensus Barbie Girl?
I'd say Barbie Girl.
I want him to listen to In a Friday. Barbie World.
Friday. Oh, I wonder if I can actually find that song anymore.
Friday.
Oh, I really think I would blow my brains out. That I would end call up me in the maybe. ER.
That or Call Me Maybe.
Put me in ER 19. I want to hear Crocodile Rock. I'm going to fucking kill someone. I like Crocodile Rock.
Not that much.
But I want the Banana Phone song. Like, whether you like a song or not.
I like that song too.
You like Barbie Girl, okay? Everybody here kind of likes Barbie Girl. It's a ridiculous fun song to listen to from the 90s.
I like listening to Barbie Girl and then the Ken song right after. Just because it makes sense.
Right.
But could you honestly say that after listening to it for an entire week, the only song you're listening to, that you're going to enjoy this song?
No, I'm going to hate it. It's like,
whatever it is.
It's going to be like, and Jake can attest to this, when we were in Rock Band competition, which, by the way, thanks for the shout out on Gamerhead Radio.
You're welcome.
When we were in competition for Rock Band, the easiest scoring song was Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And every band except for one played that song. Granted, we won because we're fucking awesome. But thank you. It was just, we couldn't listen to that song because we played it so much. We got 1.6 million points on that song.
Yeah.
And it was burned into our minds because we played it so much there, you know, practicing. And then we got to the competition and every fucking band out of six bands played it with the exception of one or two. And we were just so burnt out by it. We couldn't listen to it for so long.
But every band played it except for one or two.
Yeah.
So a third of the people there did not play.
Yeah. So they only played it four times. That's really not that bad.
Like four
times. But we played it constantly because we wanted to make sure we had, you know, the best score that we could get. And
have you heard it since you have done that competition?
Yes. And more recently, it's become a little less ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
I vote for that song then.
give it away now.
Even if it was like a 20-minute song, you're still gonna get tired of it no matter what it is.
You listen to Freebird 14 times in a row.
It
wasn't
Give It Away. What was it?
Dragon Force?
No, it was Chili Peppers for sure.
Like, I mean, it's Dragon Force is a good band and like they're talented musicians, but their songs, like if you listen to them constantly, like I don't think I could survive an entire album. I can listen to one or two songs.
And it really all does sound the same.
Yeah.
I was supposed to see them live thanks to those Guitar Hero
competitions. I did see them live, actually. I saw them at, what is it called? Ozfest. And there was the first year they played Ozfest, I think.
Oh, cool.
We watched them and they were like, they were okay, awesome. But I was like, oh, this band's all right. And then they came out on like Rock Band or whatever. And I was like, oh, this is them. I saw them. This is cool.
And so I felt with all the Sword. Because right, the Sword song, played with Metallica when I went to see Metallica.
We have a song about dragons and fire slaying and I would walk fire. God damn it, Dragon Force. God damn, I'm going
to hell. So looks like I'm listening to Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl it is, man.
So when do you start?
It is. I start Monday morning on my
way
to work.
He starts right now.
No. I got to drive Monday morning on my way to work, and we decided that I will update the Living Showcase podcast status after
each trip.
Day, after each trip, and make a comment about it. So follow me, keep an eye on it, and I will, not only will I update the Facebook status for Living Showcase, I will update my status as well with the same thing. So for those of you who are friends with me and not of the Living Showcase podcast,
I should give you the Twitter. I should give you the Showcase Twitter so you can tweet about it.
Might not be bad either.
Tweet it out.
Tweet it out.
Yeah, water.
I'm gonna twit.
Yeah.
A talking tweety bird.
I got the meat sweats.
So what's the obsession with the meat sweats?
I hate that commercial.
I don't think I've seen the commercial.
It's a radio commercial.
Oh, it's a radio commercial. Yeah. I heard it this morning.
It's terrible. I hear it so much. That I've is my Barbie
this.
Girl.
What are the
I've
meat
never
sweats?
Heard this commercial. It's because you don't listen to the radio.
It's true.
This is also true.
I listen to gospel radio at work.
No, you do not.
I don't, but it's on.
Why is it on?
Because there's two black dudes that work there, and they love that radio station, Steve Harvey, in the morning.
Okay, so speaking of things that have been on the radio for the past 2 days, I know it's not one of our topics, but I would like to bring it up, and I want to know your guys' opinion.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
So, the dress.
God damn it, I knew it.
Yeah.
Can we, honestly?
I just,
no.
I, just a 5 minute.
No, that thing
I just want to
like,
know.
Okay,
hold
blew
on.
Up
Here's
on my,
all I
wait,
know.
Before
Here's
you start,
know.
Before
okay.
you start,
okay.
Leonard Nimoy died, so we don't have to hear about this dress anymore.
Yeah, well, Leonard Nimoy
really,
could roll
he did
over
it
in
for
his
us.
Grave.
Yes.
He broed out for that.
I just want to know, Jeff, when you first saw the picture,
you
what
know,
color
hang
was
on.
The dress?
I would like moments of silence for Leonard Nimoy.
Does it have to be a legitimate moment because we're running out of time?
No, we're moment of silence right now.
Okay, go.
You could do an artificial moment and just add it in later.
I'm going to drink my beer.
You are so disrespectful right now.
Hey, I made a joke about him already.
Spock would like that.
All right.
There it is.
Thank you.
Black and blue.
Everyone just looked down at their MP3 players like, what the fuck just happened?
Golden white
is black and blue.
I know it's officially black and blue, but those pictures, all I see is gold and white.
I saw white and gold.
I've never seen a picture of that looked white and gold.
Me neither.
Every single time I've looked at it, it's been black and blue.
Yes.
Really?
But it's like, well, if you
every
squint,
single time.
Like, no. I no. guarantee you it is not
and it's
gold
been officially proven, like, the dress itself is actually
black and blue. Yeah.
And it's just, it's a matter of your rods and cones and all that bullshit. And
no, it was really just a shitty picture taken with a shitty camera.
No,
it's a shitty white balance.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is
it
actually,
was the white balance. That's what
this is actually one of the first things that has ever, at least in that I've seen, that is really...
That was a good face.
Is that because of what I just did?
No.
Oh, that beer, really?
No.
That's a good quality beer,
dude,
man.
I feel like here. If I pack this cup with a...
Have
with
another sip.
I'm
for the podcast.
For everybody to see.
All right, for the fine. Vine.
For the podcast, here you guys go.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
Oh,
man. I love the fact that you don't like beer.
I look like I should be enjoying that beer. I look like a fat sumo wrestler with headphones.
But anyways,
you look mid-fart.
I'm pretty stoked about this for one reason only.
Okay. Because you could wear that dress finally?
No. Well, yeah, and it would look great on me, but that's
besides
the point. You'd
look fabulous in that dress.
We passed this around, the exact same picture, last night. We went over to Jen's house, and we had about seven or eight of us at Jen's house. And
crew.
Everybody, nice. It like alternated. It was black and blue, white and gold, like, and it was the same picture. So it's definitely a visionary thing. It's not. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the actual picture.
I thought it was like maybe if you've had like contact lenses in,
they're
going to
start using this. They're going to start using this for like colorblind tests.
Yeah, it will be.
And it was kind of cool. I thought it was interesting.
Golden white people. You're gonna have separate water fountains.
I'm not obsessing. Nice. Ouch. People, hold on. Wasn't there? What color is this picture? Black and blue. You sit in the back of the bus.
Back of the bus. Black and blue.
God, do you remember? Terrible. There was this story. I think it was like junior high or something that we were reading for history or literature or something like that. But it mimicked. Basically, Hitler and the Holocaust and like discrimination against, but it was like a teacher's experiment saying, okay, everyone with like brown eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like they all got sashes or something like that to tie on their arm. And then after a couple days, the story progressed and like everyone with sashes on their arms like banded together and like thought they were the shit and then started, you know.
Like, well, you guys get to, you know, you guys get to go, like, line up first for the door.
And yeah, exactly.
You guys get to be at the water fountain first, and now it's like, well, they don't even get a drink of water. You know, you have to pick when they do. And they're like, oh, you know.
I always thought like, that was an interesting story to show, like, you know, one, racism and, you know, just, like,
juice.
Thank you,
juice? Apple you have juice?
You have juice?
That's how my cat meows.
Love some juice.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, frosty.
Juice.
Videotape that. You'll be the next grumpy cat.
Yeah.
Racist cat.
Racist cat.
All right. Speaking of sexually frustrated.
Nazi cat.
speaking of what? Sexually frustrated.
We were talking about my cat. That's
I'm
weird.
I'm really surprised. Last week, granted, my articles are garbage, but last week you had zero shitty transitions. That's and true. We're starting out with a pretty good one right now.
So,
Pornhub. Relate to anything.
He said Nazi cat, and he said, speaking of... sexual frustration. I don't see where that transfers.
I
Hitler probably wasn't getting
it. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty.
You mean you don't masturbate to Nazi porn?
I'm pretty sure Hitler was sexually frustrated. That's why he started the whole thing.
Yeah, you should have said that first.
This is a good article. A real good article.
So, Pornhub is releasing a new wearable tech that lets you use masturbation to power your smartphone.
Shit, Roger's smartphone's gonna be. It's gonna be so
He's
loaded.
Never gonna run out of battery life.
This was posted in the man cave.
I already have the
You're
most.
You're welcome for that.
Thank you very much for that.
My phone is never running out of batteries.
But some of the best comments is actually, I reposted it on our page. And my God, Paul, thank you so much for your comment. Which,
and for the intro.
And for the intro.
And who's Jay Song?
No idea.
Me
no
neither. But
idea.
Thank you, Jay, for listening.
We have an
I appreciate you.
Listener.
And I, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, I really don't apologize. No,
okay.
I do.
Thanks.
I do. But
thanks
Wagon
for listening.
Wheel. I don't know how the song goes, but.
So anyway.
That's almost it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Paul writes in on this topic. He says, teenage boys equal an inept, untapped power source. Seriously, we could run the Iron Man suit, all the air conditioners in the summer, and a few supercomputers with just a few teenagers and an internet connection.
So dead on, Paul. So dead on.
So then Jay writes in, you can buy it and tie it to your ankles while running. Running and masturbating.
All at the same time?
At the same time.
That's how I'm going to win this Biggest Loser competition.
is how Paul took it. And he goes, and I believe the answer is yes, Jay has been arrested while running. Jay responds, not arrested, only restraining orders were issued. So thank you for that entertaining. Oh, and then he finally writes, stop it, Paul. The Matrix already has you. Suggesting to use human boys as battery cells? Are you nuts? I'll accept it.
Give a new meaning to the blue pill.
A little blue pill. Powering everything.
Basically, it is what it says it is. It's a wristband that has like something in it that when you shake it up and down, it generates power to store. And then you plug your phone into your wristband and it charges. Well, not only your phone, but it said like phone, tablet, laptop. Like we're going...
Prius.
Mark's charging his car every weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have a Prius.
It's gonna warm up. It's gonna warm up.
Oh, it's got battery packs in the back.
I honestly, what I love most about this video is because there's a video for it. Oh, it's not out yet, but what I love most about this video is it's like when your significant other catches you, all you have to do is say my phone's almost dead, saying that you're trying to save on the electric bill.
Such a good excuse.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. So all you know, alternative power source, masturbating. Like this is the ginormous alternative power source.
Welcome to the future.
Like welcome to the jungle.
I'm waiting for him to have a jerk off powered car next.
It'll happen.
Once again, Bryzer's car will never.
This thing is 1,000 miles per video.
I mean, they already have. I mean, they already have like Wi-Fi in Chevy cars. Right? So there you go. You're halfway there. You're already gonna be looking at porn. You might as well while you drive.
It's true.
Living Showcase podcast does not endorse driving and masturbating at the same time.
Unless you're a passenger.
Although if you have to, go for it.
Just do it, man. Rub one out.
Just get all the way in the right lane so we don't see you.
Just round upon.
Like all the right laners.
We're all wearing socks. I mean, you just take one off and.
Well, just roll down the window and
just... Oh, shoot it out the window. How pissed would you be riding a motorcycle? All of a sudden... Oh, man, I knew I should wear a helmet today. Is that a bug? I hope that's a bug. It better be a bug.
What was that splatter?
Or when you're just about to finish. And you go on the steering wheel, on the steering column, and then you get into an accident, and the airbag goes off and smashes it right in the face.
Is that considered snowballing?
Oh, I know what's going in next week's. Oh, man. So, that is the Pornhub masturbating wristband. Wank band. That's what they call it. Wank band? Wank band.
Well, they could have come up with a way cleverer name. Wank band?
I feel like we could come up with something better. Come on.
I think that should be our question of the week.
I'll think of it.
Think of a better name for the
wank band. That's not bad. Not bad at all.
Master bracelet. Maybe.
We'll have to talk to the question mark.
I like that.
I like it.
Master
bracelet. We'll talk to the question mark and see if whoever that might be and see if maybe that's
the
question.
I love how the question mark refers to himself in the third person.
You need a cape.
You know what?
You sound like a superhero.
Even a pair of glasses that have question marks on them.
Even Doug Funny had Quail Man. Yeah. Like, and he had like a belt and underwear on his head. And...
I think from when I was in sixth grade and the Batman Forever came out and the Jim Carrey's Riddler, I still have that Halloween costume at my parents' house somewhere.
So, we're going to stay with sexual
frustration
topics.
And
are we going back to Hitler?
No, we're not going back to Hitler, but we are going to bigots.
Hotler.
Here's what I like about that. He didn't have a shitty transition.
After growing 46 double D breasts.
My God. Hold on a minute. Let's take a time out, or we can talk about it later, but. We haven't discussed, sorry, Jeff, but we haven't discussed our Wingfest experience.
That's true, we haven't.
You're wearing the shirt.
I am.
Last year's.
This is last year's. Do you want to talk about this now or do you want
to
save it for
later? To the wash.
I mean, we can talk about it real quick.
It's out there. I mean,
it's already on the table.
Get it, kids.
Yeah. I mean, last year we did the same thing. We just kind of talked about it.
It's true.
So
this year, Mark and I. Along with Brosser and my wife Lauren, went to Wingfest. Unfortunately, Jeff and Jenna couldn't attend, so that's why it's a sore subject.
Sore subject.
But anyway, it was a wonderful time. My wife said that she would return, so that's a plus.
That
in my
is
book.
A plus. We had a good time.
It
would have been much better if you were there, obviously, but
you guys wouldn't have been stuck with 2% beer.
Oh my God, that was what I was gonna say. The only bad thing was is that so the whole thing is Gators is supposed to supply you with alcohol on this coach bus into the city and back. That's in the description. And back. So the alcohol they supplied us with was freaking, what was it?
It's some Amstel lemonade beer. And I didn't realize what percentage the beer was, and I don't think you did either.
Nope.
Until somebody passed back a full can and was like, oh, we can't throw this away because it's full. And someone was like, oh, is that a 2%er? And I looked at it and I go, oh my
Holy
fucking God.
Shit.
Like milk?
This is a 2% alcohol beer.
I got vitamin D Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was.
I would have been
isn't
happy
Duels
with PBR.
More than that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is? Seriously?
I think of Duels, yeah.
I think.
Or are they like
0.5? I'm going to look it up as you continue
Duels is like
and describing
percent.
The
experience. The only reason I got a buzz going was because somebody brought Fireball and I was taking hits off of that.
Oh, it was so good, though.
And they also did have Miller Lite, but they had a lot more of the Amstel than
every
they
time
had
we've
Lite.
Ever gone in the past, has been like cases of Bud Light, cases of Miller Lite, cases of Coors Light. Like,
yeah.
If you get stuck with the Miller Lite, you're like, oh, shit, I'm pissed. Like, yeah. If I got stuck with some lemonade shitty beer, I mean, come on. Like, they got to have something better than that. I think it was probably the bar had that all summer, and they were like, well, it's not selling. We better give it to them on the bus.
That's
I bet
I
you
said
that's what
Jake.
It was, yeah.
I,
from
when
last
we were
year.
Going there,
yeah.
I was like, Jesus, this must be the stuff that they're trying to sell out of that mm-hmm. they can't get rid of, so they're giving it to us. But, I mean, it was seriously one case of Miller Lite, one case of Coors Light, and 17 cases of this other bullshit. Which, I mean, if I drank enough of it, absolutely, but my
you
stomach's
pee
full at a
times
certain point, you know.
It's probably
oh,
really
trust
sweet,
me,
too.
Little girl with his little bladder.
Oh, my yeah, God.
He peed I'm, a lot.
Yeah, if you're a female and you try and pee on that bladder.
I did not pee that much this year, though.
That's
next
true.
Year, diapers.
I like diapers.
You
diapers
know what?
Good
ever
idea.
At Wingfest, eat a really hot wing and go pee.
This year, they no. did not have a wing that knocked me on my ass.
Oh, my. That's... I every think, year there's yeah. at least two.
And
you
even,
know what makes me mad is Buffalo Wings and Rings one.
Oh,
I hate
man.
Buffalo Wings and they're my least favorite wing I've ever had in my whole life, and
yeah.
I've had a lot of wings.
They had a really good wing this year. Their mango
remember,
habanero was really good.
Do you remember ugh. The one that I had? It was at the corner, right next to the stage on the left hand side if you're looking into the stage. But the one that like it was I swear to you, I think it was a ghost pepper, and I can't believe I actually survived the ghost
you know,
pepper.
Yes, the ghost pepper wing that I had this year, because I went down the line, and anybody, I was like, what do you have? What do you have? There was one person that said ghost pepper, and they already put it in my bucket, and I go, oh, thanks. and I was trying to avoid the super hot wings this year, because I just didn't want to have the same experience I had
hole.
Last year,
yeah.
where I literally almost died. I was on the floor, and those of you who know me, there are very few wings that knock me on my ass.
I
can
cried last year.
I can eat hot stuff.
I cried full on, like
Nate,
tears.
Yeah.
Nate Brossard cried this year.
Yes, nah,
so it was have awesome. Of it. So we have a picture of it. I want to see it.
You know,
I mean,
I don't think we just... actually did take a picture of it. We took we took a couple pictures
before it happened. So
yeah,
it's a little different.
We took a couple pictures, but we didn't take a lot. You know, but we did end up in the Wingfest.
Don't judge me.
We did end up in the Wingfest video.
Yes, we did. Yes, we
yeah,
did.
I saw you timestamped that one. Like, look at me, guys. I'm in 2 minutes and 4 seconds.
It was 1 minute and 4 seconds. And
oh,
fuck
sorry.
You, Danny McAleer.
That's this 2 years in a row that Mark has been recognized for his suit.
You had yes. the white suit on, man. Yep. People love the white suit.
Yeah, they do.
But surprisingly,
like
this
a...
year, even though there were more people, and they actually
it
shut
really
down
busy.
A crap ton of vendors. Really early.
Really early. By the time we got out there, and I mean, this is, I'm talking about, we got there, we peed like normal, got a beer, and went upstairs. And three vendors in the first row we went to were shut down.
That's
they
bullshit.
They were already out yeah. of wings.
I
and I walked down the
like...
row, and these guys were, they probably thought I was a dick, but I go, you're not prepared for Wingfest. You're not prepared for Wingfest. And
I heard Gators ran out too.
They did,
they
but
did.
Not until
yeah.
a little bit later.
Gators always brought
I
like
still got
tons
wings.
Of wings.
I did get a couple Gators wings, which yeah. was nice because when they
and they
saw
were like,
us,
here, you guys want wings? Here's two of them.
Yeah, they were giving two to like the Gators people, so which is fine.
Like Halloween.
Yeah,
it's. I would definitely say it's pretty close to Halloween.
It is. It is
adult-a-ween.
It's adult-a-ween.
It's like Halloween and Christmas.
Because you literally you walk from door to door or table to table. You hold out your bucket over everyone's head, which you would be excellent about this.
The old Jeff Bucket trick, huh?
And you yes, say, we did.
Sweeter sheet.
Sheet means shit, by the way. Yeah. This is funny.
90% of the time.
Mine was barbecue or hot.
By the way, I did not poop until noon the next day.
That means it was a shitty wing fest.
Yeah. Yeah. However, I did say I will say my butthole burned.
Had a nice first, fire hole.
The
nice
next, fire hole. The very furthest row to the right was all barbecue. I did not get one hot wing in that row at all.
The entire row is barbecue. Yeah, I noticed that they put like all the barbecue on one side and then all of the hot on the other side. So I didn't. I honestly,
I like when they're mixed water fountains.
Yeah, man.
I honestly liked Wingfest better the year before.
When everything was mixed in and
yeah, everything.
I don't think anybody
mixed.
Ran out of wings. Even, like even people were making them on site, and they were still having
people like Timothy O'Toole's and a couple of other bars and restaurants were like, we got more coming, you know.
Yeah, well, they're shipping them in, but
and that's fine.
O'Toole's was giving out shots.
Yeah, they
were. They did that last year. Jameson's.
Yeah, they were giving out Jameson's. They were giving out. What was the color? The liquid color? I don't know. There was.
I don't know.
Some different.
It was like two or three years ago, O'Toole's brought like shots of Jameson. They won. They were pouring them off the stage. And you're like standing there like, like a birdie.
Yeah.
So,
Five-year anniversary next year.
That's what's five. Up.
We're definitely going next year.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And Meckler, you need to come too because it was so much fun.
I really want to.
I want you. I need you.
It's a lot of fun. And I think if it's done right, like, years past, they've done it right. It's been like on the bus, you've been like, I don't know. Whenever I've shown up, I've never been sober enough really to be a justifiable wing expert. But yeah. I always act like I am.
No, I mean, I think
we always
honestly. I think the year that we went together, that I went with you,
you lost your phone.
I did not lose my phone this year, but that's I did get a new
suspiciously
one.
Suspiciously, you have a new one now,
right?
Is my number in there yet, by the
yes,
way?
Yes, it's in there.
Oh, okay, we're good.
It wasn't your number
this?
That was the problem.
Wait, good Nate? Browser? Who's? Where's Jeff? What's Jeff's number?
What's Jeff's number?
Jeff isn't in this group text.
So anyway, after growing 46 double D breasts, Alabama man wins $2.5 million from drug company.
Hmm.
Hmm.
46 double D.
Yeah.
What did this drug do?
So apparently a 20-year-old Thornton's...
I'm just trying to think what the females are going to be getting now. Like, oh yeah, I have a terrible case of whatever the hell that guy had.
I only have testicles, no dick.
Respirdal, that's a really, really controversial drug. I've heard a lot of shit about it lately.
Yeah,
what is continue. It? Respirdal.
So a 20-year-old Thorsby man with autism was awarded $2.5 million in damages on Tuesday by a Philadelphia jury that found a drug he began taking as a child caused him to grow large breasts and that his family was not adequately warned on this side effect. According to a report by the Philadelphia Daily News, a common plea jury found that Austin Pledger, his family, and his doctor were not aware that the drug Respirdal, an antipsychotic made by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, the people who make no more ouchies.
No more tears, shampoo.
Let's go on a side tangent here. Do you ever watch the Showcane, like the cartoons that they make?
It's been a while.
Okay, but there's one where they talk about Johnson & Johnson on how like one Johnson was evil and one Johnson was good. So they met in the middle and they're like some tears.
Yes.
All right, so anyway. Johnson & Johnson could cause him to grow 46 double D breasts. Pledger's attorney, Thomas Klein, told Daily News. So basically this kid has been taking this anti...
How old is the kid now?
Psychotic. Which a lot of women need to take.
Jen sent me something. It was like...
For the boobs, you know, right?
50% yes. of 50% of women are out there, are medicated for being psychotic. She's like... Scary to think that half women are untreated.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Well, I was telling Lauren.
Is Jen untreated?
So I recently got
makes or breaks your relationship, right?
My wife and I recently got the iPhone 6, and like last night I got home and we were playing around on the phones
with each other.
Yes. And
I'll Skype you if you Skype me.
So she's like,
did you have your watch on?
FaceTime masturbation.
So Lauren,
yeah, that's perfect. This guy could just go to town on himself and
right
use the watch.
How many guys
power the whole city?
How many guys, if they had 46 double D boobs, would ever need a girlfriend again? I mean, Brossard wouldn't.
I know Nugget.
I mean, he could.
He's so proud of his
when he listens to this podcast.
So she's like, "What did you do today?" And I'm like, "Well, I learned all about boobs." she's like, "What?" And I'm like, "On the tribe." Because,
well, it's educational.
It's educational. But yeah, on the tribe, they had an entire segment about boobs. And like the largest breast is like 30 or 46 triple K or something like that.
Triple K?
Triple K.
So it's racist?
Well.
It's pure white.
46 KKK.
Yeah, exactly.
All white boobies, no blacks allowed.
I'm trying to find it, so let's continue talking about this. But, like, yeah, and the other one was...
So has this happened in other people? How much did you read of the article?
I didn't read that much.
Is this the only person that's had this issue?
Apparently, at the time, the drug's label reported that risk of gynecosmastic... I'm like, please say this word. I cannot say it.
Wichita.
Gynecomastia.
Gynecomastia.
Yes.
A condition that causes men to grow female breasts was low, according to Klein. And on this tribe thing, apparently it's rare, but men can grow like milk in their breasts. And yeah, interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Rare, but can happen.
If I was able to milk myself, I would sell that shit.
I would too.
I would never be thirsty.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Hold on. There was... I was listening to, I don't know how many of you guys listen to 95.1 Will Rock in the morning. Tom and Emily had a conversation about somebody, a lady out of Michigan, I want to say.
Michigan.
Was selling her breast milk because...
Cambodian?
Breast milk has all the nutrients and the protein that's needed for bodybuilders.
Yep.
To actually... like help build muscle. So she would pump.
I feel like this was an article submitted.
I don't know. It might have been submitted, but I don't think we've talked
about
it.
We never talked about it.
Because I only heard it on Tom and Emily. And Emily was supposed to email her and find out what was going on about it and how much she charges, but she was selling her breast milk to bodybuilders because
I would. Yeah.
People were inquiring about it. And
does she have like a stall she'd go into and hook up the
breast?
There's a pump.
It's like how it worked. We have the pump room, or we used to have the pump room. Now it's OPIC. But
so anyway, I found it. The world's biggest boob job was given to Sheila Hershey, the Brazilian native sweater puppy size in at 38 triple K and holds more than a gallon of silicone. The feat took a total of 9 surgeries, and she currently holds the Guinness record for the largest boob job.
And for the most racist tits.
I don't think that was one. I don't think that was a part of it.
Well,
no.
I think it should be a record.
No.
Yeah.
So, of course, after I told my wife that I was looking at learning all these breast tips, she went on the tribe and found it. And she's like, "Oh, this is stupid. You didn't learn a goddamn thing."
Because she's a girl.
Although it's exceptionally rare, men can lactate too. This usually happens because of hormonal treatments for diseases like cancer. That's sad.
So you lose your hair and gain tits?
Ability to milk yourself.
Ooh, here's a fun fact. The title of the largest natural breast belonged to Norma Stitz. The size
Norma's tits.
Stitz.
Wow.
I'll take Norma's tits for 300, Alex.
She sizes in at 102 triple Z.
Ooh.
And each of her breasts weigh 56
pounds. Are there pictures? I need to see pictures.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Nope. Hold on. Oh, well,
kind of scary that you got a text from Lauren at the same time.
You're looking at those tits again, aren't you?
She knows that I'm talking.
Where are you? I want to bang you.
What the hell?
She doesn't sound like that.
Not at all.
Like a lunch lady. I
mean, so,
made
anyway.
Extra sloppy.
Sloppy regardless, Joe, this kid
sloppy Joe.
This kid took pills.
This kid took pills.
I gave him breasts.
Real life.
He sued people for it. He got a bunch of money.
And tits.
And he's autistic. I mean...
Autistic?
Autistic.
That was terrible. You already posted that picture. that was really quick. Oh, shit.
So, Meckler, you sent in quite a few
topics.
Yeah, I know. I picked like three.
And this is my favorite.
So apparently, we're going to go. I'm just going to list off the titles. You tell me which one we're going to do. KFC is launching edible coffee cups made of cookies and chocolate, which I read a little bit on this one because it looked interesting. Okay. Swedish man diagnosed with heavy metal addiction.
That was pretty sweet.
Swedish?
Nice. Swedish.
I set you up for that one.
And then married Russian man wakes up to find testicles stolen after making out with mystery woman.
What about the maraschino cherry company one?
Oh, a drug front?
Yeah.
I mean,
that one's a little sad, actually.
Yeah, let's. I don't need another mark right now.
Hold on a minute. Everybody needs another mark.
Oh, man.
Question mark. Let's do the heavy metal addiction.
Okay.
Because that one's just bitching.
Swedish. Yeah. In news that gives new meaning to title of Quiet Riot's classic Metal Health LP.
I love that song, by the way.
Metal Health?
Yep.
By Quiet Riot.
Metal Health will drive you mad.
Oh, my.
Bang your head.
Sorry. Continue.
NME.
This is the most disappointing Oreo I've had in a while.
Reports that Swedish doctors
chatter teeth.
Have take a picture and post that on Facebook.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Reports that Swedish doctors have diagnosed what seems to be the world's first official case of heavy metal addiction. Raise your show of hands. Heavy metal addiction.
I got heavy metal addiction.
I'm totally addicted.
I call that name the band.
Minus the A.
Do you quote that? That's your name now?
Dick. It's my band name.
Yeah.
I don't have a band yet, but.
HMA?
Yeah.
HMA.
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 Sounds like health insurance.
We're HMA and we're here to provide you with the health
insurance. You got a HMO? No, I got a HMA, bitch.
So.
We don't support the HMA.
Headbanging medical marvel Roger Tullgren shared his long struggle with reporters, saying, "I have been trying for 10 years to get this classified as a handicap. I spoke to three psychologists, and they finally agreed that
so
I
headbang
needed
in the car.
This to avoid being discriminated against." Interesting.
So, I don't
understand what the addiction entails.
I'm continuing. Tolgren's diagnosis means he will now be eligible for disability benefits as well as special clearance to indulge his metal side at work. I sign a form saying Roger feels compelled to show his heavy metal style. This puts him in a difficult situation on the labor market. Therefore, he needs extra financial help, he said. So now I can turn up at a job interview dressed in my normal clothes and just hand the interviewers this piece of paper. It might sound funny, but some researchers have suggested that music addiction is actually a real thing and triggered by the same dopamine dependency that underlines other addictions, which may add a layer of irony to the use of music therapy in addiction recovery.
Why is it the first thing that I think of when you're talking about this article is Grandma's
Me?
Boy? No. Oh. When he goes, "I'm thinking about getting metal legs. It's a risky operation, but it'll be worth it."
It'll pay off in the long run.
Right.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was going to play a song, but I don't have it loud enough.
Yeah, that's not the kind of metal that I'm addicted to, but...
There was a song the other day at the bar. Oh, wait, you didn't show up. No, it was Wednesday night. It was before the night. But
we didn't go to the bar on Thursday.
I went on Wednesday with Brazzard and Brittany. But first of all, some asshole decided he wanted to play the entire Five Finger Death Punch discography. I don't think I could be more pissed off at Five Finger Death Punch right now. But
could you count on one hand the reasons why you hate Five Finger Death Punch?
Well, but there was a song, I don't remember who it was by, but it was called Die Motherfucker. And the lyrics of the song were seriously, die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die. And it was just, it was funny.
I heard that one best.
One of my favorite,
yeah. Probably.
Yeah. One of my favorite covers of Metallica is Die, Die, My Darling.
Well, that's a good song.
Or So What? That's a great song.
Die, my darling.
Fuck, who is that band? I know who does that song.
So What?
No, I know who does the song that.
Okay. So What?
So.
I like Metallica.
Continuing on with the article.
Is it Everybody Dies? Because that's a really ridiculous song.
NME adds that Tolgren, who claims to have attended roughly 300 concerts in 2014 on a part-time dishwasher's salary, will be permitted to wear what he wants to work, take time off for shows, and play music on the job.
Nice.
That scares me.
That's a very scary.
That's
song.
A band called The Hell, and all the songs sound just like that. Oh, it's okay. Fucking wonderful. Awesome.
Great.
Meanwhile, we're sure some screenwriter is already adapting Tallgren's tale into a script for a new Jack Black comedy. Yeah.
Seriously?
I could see that happening.
I could see it.
Did you see the
like Pirate
the
Radio?
Oscars, the opening scene?
No.
With Neil Patrick Harris, Anna Kendrick, and Jack Black?
No.
It was actually quite humorous. I suggest everybody look it up.
I will look it up after this show.
I won't.
You know why? Because Anna Kendrick is also going to be in Pitch Perfect 2, which who the fuck?
I'm not super excited to see
that movie. I mean, I'm definitely not going to see it on opening night or anything.
So,
you
fun
fucking...
fact for everyone who loves wrestling, Lana, which is Rusev's manager, was in Pitch Perfect.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
I think I remember something like that. And in this year, Pitch Perfect, there's like a couple of Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard Clay Matthews is going to be in it.
Yeah.
AJ Hawk got released from the Packers.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
That's crazy. Oh, you know what would be even crazier? If the Bears picked him up.
I don't love AJ Hawk.
I hope they don't.
Well, then Cutler can't throw to him. So.
Did you really?
So now that this train is completely derailed,
that's why I was making fun of
you. I'm going to end the show. That brings us to the end.
Wow, that was.
Write us in. Write us in.
Right
into us.
Right into us.
Right into us. LivingShowcasePodcast@gmail.com.
Tell us what your favorite Head PE song is.
Or your least favorite. Or all of them.
Or which would be all of them. what was the question of the week for next week?
The name of the jerk-off band.
Yes, not band. Oh,
the
yes.
Bracelet thing.
Jerk-off bracelet.
The jerk-off bracelet.
And I'll repost that. I'll actually repost that on Monday after this. Well, you guys hear this episode.
Yeah.
So we will reiterate that. And you guys let us know what you think.
Yeah. Write into us on Facebook. Write into us on our email. You can tweet us, which Mark is going to get very intimate with on Monday.
Twitter so much.
When he listens to
Barbie Girl.
In
a Barbie world. Fucking life. I told Brittany today, I was like, you realize that we're not going to be able to hang out next week unless you really want to listen to one of these three songs for an entire week.
It's fantastic.
Oh, God.
You can listen to The Hell, Everybody Dies.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemies. Actually, that was, remember that we covered an article about a band serving the government.
Skinny Puppy.
Yeah, Skinny Puppy, that's right. They served the government invoice because they were using their music to torture people.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
oh,
I remember that.
Demanding $666,000.
So, have a good week, everybody. We will see you next week. Please keep an eye on Twitter because it is going to be fun.
God, I fucking hate you
I'm
all.
I'm a Barbie girl.